Imagine having everything society says you should want. The six-figure salary, luxury car, sprawling house filled with possessions, yet feeling completely empty inside. This was reality for Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus before they discovered minimalism. Their journey began in childhood homes marked by divorce and substance abuse, where they independently formed the same belief. Earning $50,000 annually would solve all their problems. By their mid-20s, they had far exceeded this threshold, working at the same telecommunications corporation with impressive six-figure salaries. Yet happiness remained frustratingly out of reach. "We had everything we ever wanted," Joshua recalls with irony. "The six-figure jobs, the luxury cars, the big suburban houses filled with stuff. But instead of feeling fulfilled, we felt anxious, depressed, and overwhelmed." The turning point came in October 2009, when Joshua's mother died from lung cancer, forcing them to confront the hollow nature of their seemingly successful lives. Looking ahead, they saw only decades more of corporate climbing, leading to bigger houses filled with more stuff, yet likely ending up even more disconnected from what truly mattered. Their transformation began by identifying their anchors, everything weighing them down and preventing personal growth. Joshua listed 83 anchors and Ryan 54, categorizing them as major, mortgages, unhealthy relationships, car payments, and minor, cable bills, unused possessions, wasted time. They systematically eliminated these burdens using a strategic approach, directing every spare penny toward debt and purging excess possessions through methodical evaluation. A pivotal moment came when Joshua faced his mother's possessions, 64 years of accumulated belongings crammed into a tiny apartment. While packing, he discovered sealed boxes containing his elementary school papers from 25 years earlier that his mother had carefully stored but never revisited. This fundamentally transformed his thinking about the relationship between memories and possessions. "Holding on to things weighs us down emotionally," Joshua explains, "while letting go proves incredibly freeing and creates space for new experiences." Over 2 years, they eliminated their anchors through increasingly bold moves, paying off all debt, selling their homes for simple rentals, eliminating cable and internet, stopping unnecessary purchases, and simplifying transportation. Though these changes seemed extreme to concerned friends and family, they proved necessary to create space for what truly mattered. After much deliberation and experimentation, they discovered five dimensions that allow for a meaningful life: health, relationships, passions, growth, and contribution. Health forms the foundation. Without it, you cannot enjoy even the simplest pleasures. Physical well-being distills to two fundamental components: what we put into our bodies, eating, and what we do with our bodies, exercising. The focus shouldn't be on appearance, but on sensation. The goal isn't looking better, but feeling better. Relationships form the heart of meaningful living. Without people to share our lives with, even the greatest achievements feel hollow. The authors recommend a three-column exercise. List everyone you regularly interact with, categorize them, primary, secondary, periphery, and label each relationship's effect, positive, negative, neutral. Most people mistakenly allocate the majority of their time to periphery relationships. Focus instead on your primary relationships. These typically include intimate partners, closest friends, and immediate family. Passion is perhaps the most vital dimension. How we label our work, as a job, career, or mission, reveals our passion level. The conventional American dream of working at unfulfilling jobs for decades just to retire briefly before death lacks meaning. To find your passion, examine moments of genuine excitement by asking, "When were you last overwhelmed with excitement? What were five similar experiences? Was there a common thread?" Personal growth is essential. Even if you achieved everything you want, you must continue growing to maintain these improvements. If you're not growing, you're dying. Most meaningful change happens gradually through small daily adjustments that compound over time into massive transformations. The power lies in consistency, making small improvements every single day rather than attempting dramatic one-time transformations. Finally, contributing to others completes the dimensions of a meaningful life. As you grow personally, you develop more of yourself to give to others, creating a powerful cycle. Your growth enables you to help others grow, which furthers your own development. Contribution takes countless forms. Beyond charitable work, you can find ways to add value through existing activities and relationships. By consistently questioning how you're adding value, you naturally begin eliminating activities that don't meaningfully contribute. While each dimension may seem paramount when viewed individually, all five areas are equally vital, with their relative importance shifting over time. Different dimensions take priority during different life stages. The most valuable activities positively impact multiple dimensions simultaneously, like exercising with friends, health and relationships, or working on meaningful projects, passions, growth, and contribution. Minimalism isn't about owning less. It's a tool to eliminate life's excess and focus on the essentials. Rather than viewing activities as simply good or bad, ask how each task impacts your five life dimensions. The author's simple success formula states, success equals happiness plus constant improvement. You're successful in any area if you're happy with your current state while continuously improving. Why does this matter? Because in our pursuit of more money, more stuff, more status, we've lost sight of what actually creates meaning. We've been sold the idea that happiness comes through acquisition when it actually comes through intention. Minimalism isn't deprivation, it's liberation from the crushing weight of excess that prevents us from living fully. What would your life look like if you removed everything that doesn't add value? What space might open up for connection, creativity, and contribution? The path to a meaningful life doesn't require more possessions or achievements. It requires the courage to let go of what's weighing you down and the wisdom to focus on what truly matters. The journey begins with a single question: what adds value to my life?